From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, warned Monday that, quote, justice must be done for the victims of chemical weapons in Syria. Her remarks at a U.N. Security Council meeting follow a suspected chemical weapons attack Saturday on the rebel-held district of Douma in eastern Ghouta. VOA's U.N. correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Nikki Haley warned that the United States is determined to see the monster who used chemical weapons against Syrian civilians be held to account.
We have reached the moment when the world must see justice done. History will record this as the moment when the Security Council either discharged its duty or demonstrated its utter and complete failure to protect the people of Syria. Either way, the United States will respond.
She did not tell an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council what that response would be, but earlier the U.S. Defense Secretary did not rule out military action for the suspected chemical attack that killed at least 40 people on Saturday. The U.S., along with Britain and France, blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces for the attack. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has raided the office of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, in New York City. Agents seized documents, including those related to Trump's alleged affair with an adult film star, according to the New York Times newspaper. President Trump called the raid, quote, a disgraceful situation, an attack on our country, and a whole new level of unfairness. He told reporters, it's a total witch hunt. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. economy will be much stronger after his administration renegotiates trade agreements with China.
And I don't blame China. I blame the people running our country. I blame presidents. I blame representatives. I blame negotiators. We should have been able to do what they did. We didn't do it. They did. And it's the most lopsided set of trade rules, regulations that anybody's ever seen.
South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. He's accused of accepting $10 million in bribes from South Korea's spy agency and the large electronics company Samsung. He denies any wrongdoing. He says the charges are political. He's been in jail since last month. About 40,000 Africans are facing an uncertain future as Israel resumes efforts to deport them. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Most of the migrants arrived in Israel from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan during the past decade. Teklit Mikhael, a 29-year-old asylum seeker from Eritrea, says he does not know where he can work legally, he does not have a permanent place to live, and he fears being deported or thrown in jail. Some Israelis blame the migrants for rising crime and poverty in South Tel Aviv and accuse them of threatening the Jewish character of the state. So the government is trying to revive a plan to send them to a third country in Africa after Uganda backed out of a deal to take them in because it could not guarantee their safety. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The western state of Arizona is sending 225 members of its National Guard to the border with Mexico. Governor Doug Ducey said more troops would be deployed on Tuesday. He told reporters on Monday that border security is a top concern for his state.
We had a 200% increase in traffic across the border. The people that are suffering the drug overdoses, oftentimes these products are coming over the border and through our state.
Texas sent 250 guard troops to the border on Friday. President Trump has said that he wants the military to remain at the border until a wall is built. But in the recently passed budget, Congress agreed to fund only a limited section of new wall, along with some repair work. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.